Thunder Bay. The Mattawa First Nation reaffirmed its support for the Wekwadong Lodge as they come to grips with financial uncertainty. The lodge continues to downsize its workforce as it faces a projected $6 million deficit this fiscal year. According to Executive Director Donna Krukmo, the lodge was in the red by $380,000 in the last fiscal calendar. David Paul Acknepinescombe, Mattawa Chief Executive Officer, says he isn't surprised that the leadership team at the Thunder Bay facility has come to this conclusion. Access to healthcare, as far as I'm concerned, is getting harder and harder for our First Nation communities, particularly the remote communities, Acknepinescombe said Thursday. We need to address healthcare services right now. Otherwise, people are going to die. I'm not kidding you, they're going to die. People are going to give up on the government totally. The CEO did say that he is happy about the introduction of Bill C-61, which commits to ensuring safe drinking water and wastewater management, collaboration, and self-governance in First Nations communities. He also mentioned the ongoing work by the Mattawa First Nations in bringing broadband internet to remote communities. In an emailed response for comment, the Director of Communications for Minister Patty Haidu stated that Indigenous Services Canada will provide approximately $16 million this fiscal year to the Wekwadong Lodge to support boarding home services, commercial accommodations, and non-insured health benefits. NIHB, Navigator to assist clients with applications for services. Indigenous Services Canada is working actively with Wekwadong Lodge to ensure there is no interruption to services and to meet the ongoing needs of both the lodge and the people they support, indicated Haidu's office. This includes supporting them to find concrete solutions to the challenges they have raised as well as the development of a long-term fiscal plan to ensure people have the supports they need while receiving care. Wekwadong Lodge has been told that if there is not enough space for anyone who comes to the lodge, they will be given the phone number for ISC. Acknepinescombe isn't confident that that plan will work, they just didn't put enough resources into that. It was chaotic, and it's a step backward when the government thinks that they can handle it better, especially if they don't have the resources. Nothing is going to change.